salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, thanks for joining us here this morning, Wednesday morning, August the 7th, 2019. The Lord is not making another one. This is the day He's made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much to all of you for tuning in today. I forgot to mention this yesterday, so I'm going to bring it up again today. I pray some of you are joining us on our fast. I personally started a fast. I'm into day four now. And I just felt a compunction. I don't even know if that's a word to do it. Sorry I didn't get any more preparation out there, but those of you who've been watching the show a while know that fasting is a part of what we try to do here, group fasts, actually. And I've done teachings in the past about the whole idea of not only the physical benefits, spiritual benefits of fasting. Science shows that your entire, from a purely physical standpoint, your entire immune system reboots after 3 days. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't even know if it's true, but if that's true, I'm in day four. Things are rebooting a little bit. And I've just encouraged all of you out there for fast for clarity, fast for direction, fast for just fast to hear the voice of the Lord, fast to be able to pull back from the worldliness. You know, I struggled yesterday. It's been my experience, days two and three are the hardest part of fasting, day two especially. You think about food all the time. All the time. Remember, the word says the hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I pick up food and put it in my mouth. And, you know, we're to pray without ceasing. Keep praying doesn't mean I go over and cover up my head with sackcloth and ashes and hide in the corner of my house and pray. It means to constantly be in communication with the Holy Spirit. That to me is what it means to pray without faith. Pray is communicate. To communicate without ceasing. Always be in touch with the Holy Spirit. If you're always in touch with the Holy Spirit, it's going to guide you into all truth in every aspect and every area of your life. You're going to find yourself, if you'll hear the voice, if you'll hear it. By the way, fasting fine-tunes it. It's like getting a brush and scraping off the ends of, you know how you do that? It's what fasting does to your antenna. It sharpens your hearing. And fasting gives you the ability to hear more clearly, to hear more quickly, to hear more distinctly, to know that was the Lord and that wasn't the Lord. That was a different voice. Because the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice and another voice they will not hear. Hear meaning listen to. My sheep listen to my voice and another voice they will not listen to, because you hear other voices. Of course you hear other voices. Background noise. You always hear, say, you get in a big crowd. You hear the other voices. You try to focus in on the one. That's what fasting does. So I would just encourage you out there, even if it's you've never done it, just start with a meal. Start with a day. I hear people say, oh, man, I haven't had anything to eat all day. I'm starving. Yeah? So, first of all, you're not starving. You're hungry. Your appetite controls you. Two things that control human beings more than anything is what they eat and what they have sex with. Those are the two driving forces, the urge to eat to stay alive and the urge to have sex and reproduce. We think it's sexual pleasure, but really that whole sexual urge Thank you, Lord. Sex is not about pleasure, folks. That's how we got into the mess we're in our society. It's called hedonism, the desire to completely please your flesh. It's hedonism. And we've turned sex into a pleasure activity. Sex is pleasurable. God made sex pleasurable, but He made it within the confines of a married relationship. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Eating is enjoyable. But if you begin to eat stuff that's not good for you, you get unhealthy. If you begin to feed your sexual desires with things that are not healthy for you, you become unhealthy. I want to ask you this out there. Those of you who are struggling with pornography, and I know there's more than we all will admit. You try going on a fast and watching porn. See how that works out for you. See if you can be fasting. It's mosquito. And sit in front of your computer and look at porn. You really want to get rid of that porn addiction? Remember, Russ Dizdar taught us that Jesus said this kind, meaning this type of demon, comes out only with prayer and fasting. Only with prayer and fasting. So I would exhort you to come on in. The water's fine. Doesn't matter how long you do it, whether it's 4 days or 3 days or 1 day or one meal. Go spend some time going with it, denying yourself food, and allow your spirit man to become stronger. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Anybody want to comment on that? I hope some of you don't. Hope some of you are joining me. Don't feel that you have to. I'm on it. I don't know how long I'm going to be on it, but I'm on it. And I just today, I got a powerful show today. Oh, I got a great show. If the Holy Spirit lets me get to it. Jared, go to Philippians 2. I came down today and the scripture, my Bible. I have a Bible that sits in front of me here, an open Bible. And I lost my train of thought. When I came down here this morning, I don't have any idea why, but my Bible was open to Philippians 2. And I never think that that's just a coincidence. And I looked down at it and I just thought, boy, what a great place to start. Remember this, friends. The Bible's not written in chapters. It was put into chapters. It wasn't written in chapters. This sounds like a funny beginning to a chapter, doesn't it? If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels of mercy. See, this is a continuation of a thought. I hope you understand that, okay? But I was thinking about this today. Not thinking about this. As this came down, I said, Lord, what is this? And I began to read it. Fulfill ye my joy that you might be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let every man esteem others better than themselves. Esteem means respect, honor. Honor others more than yourselves. That's the pride of life. We talked about that the other day. Let not every man on his own thing. Look not every man on his own thing. Boy, how many times have we talked about it here? That the Lord gives us a ministry that we focus on. And I'm talking to me, can't get our eyes off our ministry. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Wow. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind? What mind? That every man didn't look on his own things, but every man looked on others. Let this mind be in you. Think like this, Jesus said. Paul said, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, talking about Jesus now, took upon him the form of a man, a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Boy, Lord, help us do that. That is so hard. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You know, I was so impacted yesterday to hear Jamie Walden say that he left his home knowing it was a one-way trip. Said goodbye to his wife and his three children and thought he was going on a one-way trip. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even to death on the cross. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, wow, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth. What? Uh-oh. What does that mean? That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. You can't just will it. You just can't pray about it. You have to work in you to will it and to do the will. You have to do them both. When you do them, shut up. Do all of these things without murmurings and arguments. Do it, Nike. Just do it. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain. Wow. Neither labored in vain. Yep. And if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with all of you. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Wow. That's good stuff, baby. That's good stuff. Man, we got to kill our flesh. All of us got to kill our flesh. Thank you, Lord. Buckeye Lake, August 16th and 17th. Love for some of you to come. And it's a Central Ohio huddle that we're having. That Coach Norm and Mike Blake's really heading it up. And others are calling. And we'd love for you to come. Just come and be with us. We're going to have a great weekend together. And that's what we're going to do at Mike's place, where we held all hands on deck. You guys know what that beautiful place is along the lake. We'll make it a great weekend, a lot of fun. Love for you to be able to come August 16th, 17th. And we're going to Branson August 31 through the 1st. And again, when we go to Branson, it's not going to be a what they call protest. It's going to be a proclamation. We're going to be out promoting equal justice tour. Say, Coach, has that thing died? You still working? Oh, listen, we're paddling hard underneath the water, man. We're paddling hard, trying to get stuff organized here. And we're going to announce right now. Are they ready, Mark Trump? Ready? We're launching today. Yes, it's partially a fundraiser. Yes, it is partially a fundraiser. But it's also to get the word out. We're launching our new Equal Justice Tour T-shirt. So what? Yep, T-shirt. So you guys can donate $20 or $25 and get something in return for it. Is it up on the screen there, Jared? I'm sorry, man. I don't. 10 seconds, we'll have it up here, folks. Polly Heath is the one who's really riding herd on this. So if you order these, Polly will get them right out to you. As I said, we're going to use it as a fundraiser. Here's what we got. Hillary for prison. EqualJusticeTour.com. And on the back of it, lock her up. EqualJusticeTour.com. Polly, want to add anything to that? Just one in a second.
Thanks, Coach. This is a group effort. Thank you, Mark Trump and Matt, for all your hard work on this, too. We hope to have them for Mike Blake's weekend event next weekend. I'm ordering them today.
So people can start ordering them now, though, Polly, right? As soon as we get them, we'll ship them right out to them.
Yeah, Jared and I are going to make a store page. We've got a store page on EqualJusticeTour.com. If you want them on your website, too, Coach, we can put them in your store. But in the meantime, just email polly@pollyheath.com with your size, color. It's all the same design for all of you. We're going to have red, gray, or orange.
Let me add this. Hey, guys, you got Christian businesses. You got web storefronts. You have friends. You have churches. You have people that y'all could offer these to and ask how many would you like. Okay, so be thinking about ways you can support the kingdom using these new promotional items. Okay.
Now we're going to get these links. We're going to get these. Listen, I'm going to make it simple. If you're interested in a shirt, email me and I'll send it to Polly. Okay. Rather than you guys getting run down, what was that email again? Where did I send it? We're soon going to have it up on our website where you'll be able to point and click and get them. Hillary for president. I got some stuff I want to show you today here in a minute, folks. This I got to tell you something. It is so essential that we begin to speak up, that we begin to stand. I can't even tell you. So I'm going to dive in here in a second. Polly, did you have anything else to add in regards to this? We got bumper stickers coming. We got some other stuff coming. And folks, yes, folks, they are to fund what we're trying to do. Yes, we are.
We'd love to have.
We are trying to make money. Yes, we are. Go ahead.
We are trying to get people to come to Branson. There's about 5 or 6 huddles around the country now. If you could bring 5 people each, we'd have a good showing. It's going to be a work time. We're going to be on the streets with signs, helping people to be aware of what's going on. Amen. Equal Justice Tour.
EqualJusticeTour.com. Cool. Okay, can I dive into it here a second? It's just been impressed upon me. I think I said it yesterday on the show. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you something. We are at an unbelievably critical point in American history, and I don't think we get it. I know that the mainstream church does not get it. If you're going to church and you're hoping to be coached and understand what's going on around us, if you're thinking that you're going to pick that up in your local church, I got to tell you something, you're deceived. You're going to have to find alternative means of information, whether it be here, whether it be, I mean, there's a multitude of places to go. But you know something that's really, really happening? Well, let me break this down here. I have to say this, and I feel like I have to say this every time. Every time I come on, this is in me, and I don't even know why I have to keep saying it. I do know why I have to, because there's a lot of confusion. I got, by the way, Serge, thanks for the videos that you've been sending me. I've been watching them all. God is not the author of confusion, okay? We have to be careful the voices that we listen to. Say, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, I'm going to use this as an example, and this is not a criticism. I have great respect for Rick Wiles and True News. Great respect for them. And they've been doing a lot of great stuff on Zionism, and they've been doing a lot of stuff on, presenting stuff on the fact that Trump is part of the deep state, and they've been doing great stuff. It's powerful, powerful stuff. And then you turn on Mark Taylor, the fireman. Mark Taylor is just go, 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 go. Trump's doing good. Trump's doing this. Stay behind Trump. This is going on. And I got to ask you something, folks. How can the Holy Spirit be sending 2 confusing messages? How can that possibly be? And I don't say this to criticize anybody or anything, because I get caught in this vortex as well. I see there are a lot of things about Donald Trump I don't like. First of all, I don't think he's the savior. If you've been watching this show, you know that I've been saying that forever. He's not the savior. He's the bouncer at a bar. You've never heard me come here and tell you what a powerful born again Christian. You never heard me ever say that, because I've never said that. But I know this: when it came down to the last election, we had a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. One of them was going to be president of the United States. And it was very clear to me that I personally could not vote for Hillary Clinton. So therefore, I was forced to vote for Donald Trump. Although I wasn't forced to, I willfully did it. Because I thought something was going on with President Trump that our nation needed. I didn't even know what it was, okay? But here we are 3 years later, and we still have Christians who are under, in my opinion, I got to be careful how I say here. I'm not a Trump acolyte, all right? But we better be praying for that guy. We better be praying that he is God's man, rather than spending so much time showing everybody why he isn't God's man. And I go back, into my own life. Somebody out there, anybody out there who's now like 66, who was ever 40 or 46, is there anybody out there like that? Hello, anybody out there like that? There used to be, you're now like 66, and now you used to be 46. Is that anybody out there? Say, yeah, Coach, that was all of us. Okay, well, if you were to go back into my history, and you were to send pictures of people that I was hanging out with 30 years ago, 35 years ago, if you were to go talk to my college fraternity brothers about me, and told them I was now a Christian, they would fall out of their chair, right? I say this, that people and beliefs and opinions change over time. You can show me all the pictures you want of Donald Trump with Roy Cohn, Donald Trump hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. You can send me all those things you want to. Here's the bottom line for you, friends. He's either God's man or we are screwed. We are screwed. And though all of you out there who are complaining about Donald Trump, I'm going to sit down right here, right now, and I'm going to wait for you to tell me who you want. When they throw Trump out, if they throw him out tomorrow, who do you want to be president? I'm going to wait a minute, and you tell me. I'm waiting.
I want you, Coach.
No, thanks, sir. Thanks, sir. Come on, listen. Somebody's got to have an answer to this, right? Somebody's got to – listen, I got to tell you something. Only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. It's the only thing in the middle of the road. You got to pick a team. You got to pick a side. Okay, you got to pick a side. And I don't know if you picked up on this. I'm on the anti-Hillary side. I'm on the anti-Hillary side. And if you were to right now, if they were to go put a bullet in the head of Donald Trump, God forbid, and they would put a bullet in the head of Mike Pence, God forbid, who would you like to see sitting in the – wait a minute. Not who would you like to see sitting in the White House? Realistically, who could be sitting in the White House? Who's your guy? Who could really – don't tell me Alan Keyes, because he ain't going to get in there. Who would it be? You say, well, they're all Zionist controlled. Well, if that's true, we are screwed. Yeah, pick a horse.
I would like Howley, the guy there from Iowa, I guess. I know that they want to have Bernie Sanders, but that's the socialist conditioning.
Let me rephrase.
Jeff Howley. Howley.
Let me rephrase the question, Vic. Realistically, if he were to be killed today, who would be president tomorrow? Pence. How you feel about Pence? That'd be good. That'd be okay with you? We'd be in good shape with Pence as president? Is that it? Maybe you want Jeb? You want Jeb? You want Ted Cruz? I mean, listen, you don't just all of a sudden change presidents and get somebody. You don't just go out to Walmart and pick out a new president. You understand? There's a chain of command here. And here's the truth. In the time in which we live, we have Donald Trump as president of the United States. Now, I'm still waiting for an alternative. Somebody to give me an alternative to that guy. Yes, Mark.
Romans 13:1. This is your biblical reference for us supporting who is elected to office. I don't know if it's any more clear in the Bible or anywhere else.
Well, but Mark, if we are faced with the choices we have now, Donald Trump or one of these crazy Democrats. You say, Coach, it's just a two-card Monty. They're just playing one against the other. Okay, then we're screwed.
Exactly.
But again, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So they are to fulfill God's purpose in the end. And we still need to make decisions and push back on evil wherever it's at, even in one of these places.
I think Donald Trump's position on sodomy is horrific. It is horrific.
Amen, horrific. Coach.
I believe it's horrific. Somebody tell me who else I go support then. Pull back, say, well, I can't support him. Okay, well, who are you supporting? Say, well, I'm not supporting anybody. You're not supporting anybody? What does that mean you're not supporting anybody? We're in a spiritual war here, folks.
If God ordained Donald Trump knowing he has this fault, it's not for him. This becomes our challenge.
Amen.
Now, who is going to step up and help us fix that morality issue with Donald Trump? It's up to us, the Holy Spirit, and each one of us have to move forward.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, Larry.
You know, I think it's the same old story. Everybody that can't support Donald Trump, they're the same people that are looking for somebody else to do anything. They want somebody else. They don't know who it is. They just want somebody else. And I hadn't found him yet.
Well, Larry, I also think, Larry, we're conflicted. Okay, listen, I'm conflicted. Folks, are you listening to me? I'm conflicted. I cannot stand Donald Trump's position on sodomy. I'm going to tell you something else. I cannot I cannot. He came out the other day and said something about gun control. What was it? Red flag law. I'm not supportive of that. But we could get Hillary in there. She'd be better. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't support him in a lot of things he does. But that's a horse I'm on. We got to pick a horse here. And I cannot believe how many Christians don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get that we're wrestling, excuse me, not against flesh and blood. Let me say this as clearly as I can, then I'm going to move on. If Trump is in the hands of the Illuminati or the Masons or the Mossad or Jared Kushner, we are screwed. All right?
And that's the attitude that the major church takes. Why should we get involved?
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Yes, we are screwed.
Hey, Joe, we're screwed with Hillary, aren't we? We've been screwed with Hillary.
Long time.
We'd be screwed with Ocasio-Cortez. We'd be screwed with her. We'd be screwed with Bernie. Pick your poison, boys and girls. So my wife, Mark was here last night, and he's left now. Didn't mean it to sound that way. He's not in the house today. You hear him on the show. I heard my wife in the other room. She was getting loud, and I thought, what was going on? And she was reading from Sheila Zelensky's Power of Prayers, Warfare That Works. Can I tell you something? Those of you who watch this show and who love Michelle and I are like this. I'm going to tell you something. Boy, the devil wants to get in between us. Ooh, he tries so hard to get in between us and bring division. And I know Michelle's been is carrying a burden. And she was reading from Sheila Zelensky's prayer book last night. If you guys don't have it, you ought to get it. Here's what Michelle was praying in the other room. It's a prayer for our nation. Sheila Zelensky. For all of you Trump criticizers out there, and all of you out there who see the Mossad behind every corner, you can pray for him.
Hey, Coach.
Are we praying that God will work a miracle? Do something in our midst? Are we praying, as the Bible says, that the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord, that he'll turn it wherever he will? Are we willing to look past our own evil associates in the past, people we did business with, people we hung out with? And then when you become president of the United States, maybe those associations change. Then maybe the heart of the king turns the hand of the Lord. I don't know. I'm a man of faith. I believe that God's doing something in America. If somebody tried to come in, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, this is Glenn. You know, how ironic. Karina and I prayed that same prayer. We have that same book. We prayed that last night for our country and also for China as well, for what's going on over there.
Amen.
You know, some of you know I'm married to a Chinese and from Taiwan. So, it's a global thing that's going on.
Right. This ain't American, is it? But I'm going to tell you this, folks. If the good old USA goes down, that's what the world wants, is the good old USA to go down. That's what they want. That's what they want. That's what globalism is all about, the new world order. They want Christ to go down. Yes.
Hey, Coach, the church is like the biblical narrative of Jonah. Brother, we're the evangelical fish that refused to go to the king of Nineveh, who was an ungodly king, and tell him about Jesus. But if God could get that man there, then the king's heart changes. It changes the heart of the nation. And if you do a study, you find out that God used Nineveh then to come back and spank Israel.
Well, Jared or Dale, isn't that what Jamie Waldron talked about yesterday? That they showed up and all of a sudden these world leaders were listening to these two guys, right? Didn't we hear that story yesterday?
Coach, the story here is that God sees all, he knows all. So he knows President Trump is not perfect. But you see, when he does do the correct thing, then that is a tribute and a glory to our Heavenly Father. This is what it's all about. It's about the glory to Jesus by having someone that's not perfect doing the right thing. And anybody else that wants Bernie Sanders or Hillary or all that other nonsense, you know, it can happen there, but God chose President Trump.
There isn't anybody else.
hey, Coach, my wife and I, we're going up there. We're actually going through Steve Scalise, my representative, to try to get into the White House. We're going next February.
Amen.
He needs a Jonah that's going to get in there and tell him the true gospel. The Christians and the people he has around him right now, brother, they're not bringing the gospel message to him.
No, they're not. I believe it. So here's the prayer for our nation. I heard Michelle screaming in the other room. Father, thank you for giving us power over all the power of the enemy. I exercise that power now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I assign the mighty angels that you have given to assist me, Hebrews 1:14, to discover and expose every plot of violence, death, and destruction before it's put into action. I assign mighty angels to stand shoulder to shoulder around our country with their flaming swords drawn so that no one will, with destructive agendas can enter in. Father, I pray for your will for this nation. Amen, huh, Larry? I pray for your will for this nation. And if possible, I ask for restoration of our nation. You say this is a people robbed and spoiled, all of them snared in holes and hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivers, for a spoil and none says restore. That's Isaiah 142. Lord, I ask you to cause it to be reported in the third heaven this day that we say unto you, Lord, deliver and restore. Because I know restoration is only by your power. It's Judges 11. I speak restoration over all of our areas bound. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the strong man over this nation, the spirits of political and spiritual blindness. I bind the strong man over each individual state, commonwealth, territory, possession, and all land occupied by the United States of America. I come against violence and destruction in our nation. I bind the strong men over terrorist groups and religious violence and break their power. I bind and break the power of the spirit of the prince of the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. I bind the spirit of murder, suicide, death, and destruction. We bind and break the power of the spirit of Ishmael, jealousy, hatred, murder, retaliation, and I forbid them to operate. I speak confusion into the enemy's camp. I bind and break their communication lines, and I send out warring angels to scramble and cancel the enemy's plans and cause the enemy to turn on itself and leave none standing, as happened in the Old Testament. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ and call on my mighty angels to stand around us, me, and my family, and your saints all over this world, shoulder to shoulder, that no evil can penetrate. Maybe if we spent more time, all of us, I'm talking about me, chasing down whether Trump is Jeffrey Epstein's friend, tied to the Mossad, maybe we began to intercede that God would move the heart of the king. That's my 2 cents worth here this morning on that one. You're welcome to come in here for a second before I change, switch over.
Amen, Coach. Thanks for answering my question. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. See, it's just confusion, isn't it? Is Mark Taylor right or is Rick Wiles right?
Hey, Coach. Yeah. Mark Taylor. Donald Trump never killed anybody.
Exactly.
King David did. Mm. So did Moses.
And so did Hillary.
Well, but it's for the biblical guys that talk about
I get
pragmatically, Churchill made common cause with Stalin against Hitler. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to know how epic crow he had to eat in order to do that, because he'd been an anti-Bolshevik his entire career. So he made common cause for a common purpose. Amen. George Washington made common cause with Louis XVI, king of divine right, France. He'd been killing Frenchmen for the first half of his life. He made common cause with them to give us our liberty in the last half of his life.
Amen, Lowell.
Epic.
And listen, anybody who listens to this show knows I don't know how I can make it more plain. We don't believe in violence here. We don't believe that. I hate that word. We don't believe in offensive violence. I'm going to tell you this right now. I believe in defensive violence. I believe in defensive violence. See, violence is when they violate me. I'm going to fight back. By the way, have we fought any wars in the United States? Hey, Lowell, have we fought any wars here? And has this Christian nation fought any wars?
Oh, a couple.
And why did we fight those wars? Well, we begin to find out now later days for political reasons, right? But why did we fight? Why did we fight the Revolutionary War, Lowell? Was it the Mossad that was getting us to do that? Why did we fight that one?
No, a couple of men from Virginia and Massachusetts were the ones that did that.
Yeah. So in other words, they began to push back against tyranny. They push back. I've said this over and over. If violence comes, it's not coming from us. But if you think that we can survive without violence, if you think that this revolution that's coming is going to require some type of pushback, I don't know what you've been drinking. I don't even know what to say. We sanction violence in what we call wars. The United States sanctioned wars, and so there's violence in wars. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, Vic.
You gotta, when you have faith, you have to know that the mountain is going to be in the sea, and you have to believe that with all your heart. So right now, as far as President Trump is concerned, I pray that he steps closer to the Holy Spirit. You know, he's done some good work, but as far as you know, all this faggotry that's going on that his daughter and Jared that they endorse. You know, this is a huge problem, but we just need to pray and believe that God will change his heart. This is the prayer that we have to have. We know the demons are around him.
Sure they are. Why wouldn't they be? And listen, I don't know, you don't know, and ain't nobody sitting here knowing what kind of influence Jared Kushner has on the president. None of us know. We don't know. Do they talk to his ear? Do you think Paula White is telling Donald Trump fight against sodomy? Do you think Paula White's telling him that? What do you think, folks? Do you think Donald Trump is hearing from his spiritual advisors, President Trump, you have to close the door on sodomy? Do you think his spiritual advisors are telling him that?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you, the key is this this gender suit that's coming up to the Supreme Court. I think it's going to start in October, and that one is going to be a very telling tale.
Okay, that's right. Because now, here's what I'm preparing you for, folks. This whole thing in my mind, you can think I'm crazy. I don't care what you think. I don't care. It's the whole reason Sky High's come into my life, I believe, because that is going to become a place of refuge. You better hear me. It's going to become a place of refuge, and I'm going to tell you this. Some of you may end up there. Some of you may end up there at Sky High. Because if you cannot understand the spiritual dynamic that we are living under, that the forces of darkness are about to be released like we have never seen. Remember this, the scriptures tells us that there's something coming upon the earth that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. Now, Russ Dizdar would talk about the SRAs and the satanic super soldiers, the SRAs, and them being released. And we know from all the shootings, the public shootings that we've been seeing going on, there's something fishy going on, all that stuff. And we take the demonic realm. We don't even think about it. We don't even talk about it. We go immediately to guns, and they're using psychotropic drugs and red flag, all that stuff. And see, again, the church isn't standing up and screaming, it's demonic. Hey, it's demonic. Hey, it's demonic. The church doesn't even say that anymore. And so there we end up arguing about frivolous stuff, gun laws and waiting periods.
Hopefully I can say this. I truly believe that it was a miracle that Trump became president of this country. But God, my thoughts is that he is waiting for the body of Christ on earth to wake up and do something. And I don't think we did. And now we're going to be punished. Because he's lifting his hand, he's lifting his blessing from America, and we're in big trouble.
Serge, we know this. The church is no more active in the culture war than they were when he got elected. No more active. Yep. Jared, hang on, folks. I got to get this. Jared, pull up that American Thinker article. I'm going somewhere today, folks. I got 20 minutes. Please bear with me. Let me make my case here this morning. All right. The Antichrist spirit is destructive. It's after destruction. It's all about destruction. And the political divide is getting more and more clear. But we better understand, here comes right-wing watch. If you cannot see what's going on, let me try to help you here. Jared, scroll down. You got that article up there, Jared. It's a very, very good article, by the way. And some of you may want to read it. It's on American Thinker. And Jared, put it in the Colin Flaherty. Put it in the chat for us if you can, Jared. But Jared, I want you to scroll down, and I'll tell you when. A little bit right there. Start right there, Jared. It says this. Go up just one more, Jared, just up one more level. Anyone up for a magical mystery tour of mass shootings over the last 2 weeks where black people shot three or more people? Now, understand this, folks. Here's where I'm going, okay? They're trying to foment race wars. They're trying. This is not about white guys being racist or black guys being racist. It's about trying to foment race wars, okay? And listen how much they're calling Trump a Nazi, a racist. What are they trying to, what is the dark side trying to foment? They're trying to foment a race war. And who are they going to try to blame it on? We know who they're going to try to blame it on. So look at here. We'll just go down these real quickly. These are just since these are last 2 weeks where black people shot three or more people. As many as 12 people were shot in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Two, in Philadelphia, one dead, five wounded. On a rap video. Three, July 28th, six shot in Southwest Philadelphia. Four, multiple unknown shootings injured four in Uniontown, PA. Chicago, seven shot in Lincoln Park near Fullerton Beach. Six, Wichita shooting victim and suspect identified. Seven, Pembroke, Florida, 27, two dead, two hospitalized after a shooting. Memphis, three people shot in Highland Heights. Four, Baltimore, three injured in dice game shooting in Southwest. These are all black men, by the way. In Kansas City, Missouri, on July 20th, police are investigating a triple shooting. San Antonio, four wounded in shooting. Fort Worth, three shot. Racine, triple shooting overnight, 15. Triple shooting on Modesto Park, 16. Police investigating triple shooting in North City. In Chicago, four shot in North Lawndale. New Jersey, three people shot, one killed. St. Louis, shooting leaves one in critical. You get the point, right? This is just the last 2 weeks. Multiple people killed. Multiple people killed, shot and killed just in the last 2 weeks, right? And then you turn on CNN today and it is 24 hours a day. Trump, 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 racist, 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 shoot, 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 Trump, 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 racist, 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 kill, kill, kill. Can you not see what's going on?
It's a bunch of hot garbage, Coach.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that, Benny. It's worse than that. So, yes.
Coach. Hey, you're sitting there. It's Luke 21:10, Coach. That's what we're seeing. Kingdom against kingdom. That's ethnos versus ethnos, skin color versus skin color. Satan is putting this out there. Jesus already warned us it was coming. That's what's happening. As far as the violence that's going on, that's Luke 17, verse, 26, 27, days of Noah, violence on the face of the whole earth. We're seeing these things come to pass, and you've knocked it out of the park every day. It's a spiritual thing that we're involved in. We keep getting hung up on the Messiah, all this other crap. Listen, Satan told Jesus in Matthew 4:9, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the earth. Satan's in control of this thing at the top. But the church, Christ has given us the power to overtake Satan, and we're not doing it.
No, it's the pride of life, again, they're trying to shame us into supporting Trump. Can't you see it? Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see the last thing they want you to, the last thing you want is to be called a racist? Can't you see that they're telling Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a racist, and who else is a Nazi and racist? Why, you are. You supporting. Can't you see what's going on?
Amen. And Mr. Preacher, you ain't going to find any preachers to preach Luke 21:10. They're not going to preach on it. Black pulpit, white pulpit, I don't care. They're not going to preach on it, and shame on all the pulpits.
Coach,
amen, brother. This is, you're right.
I got one question to ask you. So this guy drives 650 miles to El Paso. You know, if he goes to San Antonio, he's got more Mexicans, but they're meaner. Down there, if he goes down, he came here because it was low-hanging fruit. He goes to San Antonio, he's going to be a victim. Because down there, if he goes to the west side of San Antonio, they'll kill him. If he goes to the south side of San Antonio, he's dead. It doesn't matter what part of San Antonio he goes, he's going to get shot before he shoots anybody.
I get you, Vic. But remember, again, I hate to pull this back in. I don't hate to pull it back in. Russ Dizdar has been trying to warn us about sleeper cells, about satanic, richly abused super soldiers. God, listen, I don't know. I don't know why these guys did what they did. But is it possible that Russ Dizdar and those who are studying this phenomenon are right and that these people are being triggered to go do what they do? What are the odds, come on now, that some guy would drive all the way to El Paso to shoot Mexicans? Hey, Vic, wasn't it probably mainly Hispanics that were killed there in El Paso?
It goes even further. There was an article from Bradley Dean yesterday, and they're talking about reparations that one of the politicians in Mexico is asking that they protect Mexicans. And I wrote and I said, how is it that they can't protect the citizens also? So we're going into special rights here. Uh-huh. What in Hades is going on?
Equal justice.
So then keep all the Mexicans back there in Mexico and they won't get shot, right? I mean, isn't that the logic? Just keep them back home. Take care of them over there. Don't send them down here because they're going to get shot. So amen. The thing is that we go ahead. It's equal rights, not special rights. That's right. What they want. This is what they're peddling. And that one was a good article in Bradley Dean.
Don't ever forget about this, folks. Don't ever forget this. That one of the reasons that they are trying to flood the borders is they are trying to seed racial angst. People, white boys, black boys, anybody who's working is mad that their money is going to pay for illegals. But the majority of people who are mad about it are white folks. They're not racist. They're having a hard enough time feeding their own children. They don't want to feed illegal immigrants. And this is part of this racial foment. See, they want us to believe, they want everyone to believe that white guys hate Mexicans. I don't even know them. I know Vic. I don't hate Vic. It's a tie-up. It's all a game. It's all right here before us in the scriptures. And that's what they're trying to do. That's why we have to become more and more vocal. That's why we cannot stand back and just take it. Because believe it or not, you are surrounded by people who have lost the ability to think.
Before Obama,
go ahead.
Oh, Coach, I was just going to say that, see, our emotions are what betray us. I just want to add that in there. Because everything is hype about how fast it's coming out, where they're just slinging mud out there. And if you're not paying attention or you're not thinking, you're not really watching, then it's easy to get sucked into that.
So, Chad, let me ask you, being the white racist that you are, seeing how you support Trump, can blacks be racist? Can Chinese be racist? Can Italians be racist? Is it only whites that are racist? Are we the only ones?
Well, oddly enough, there's folks that I talk to that they believe that only white people can be racist.
Yeah, that's the mind control, right? I just saw a statistic. 24% of white Americans think Trump is a racist. 24% believe Donald Trump is a racist. What does that even mean?
It's stupid. Here's a black guy, and I believe black guys can be racist. Okay? It's true. Let's not be stupid about it.
How about I say this? How about this? Let's be more specific. Most black people are racist.
Amen, brother.
that I identify by. The, I don't. I never identify by my skin color. I never do.
It's a false dichotomy. Do we all right. bleed red under the skin?
So where is this coming from?
Hollywood. It's coming from Hollywood because
it's coming from the pit of hell.
Coach, in the movies, where do you learn the word gringo? It's in the movies. Mexican people are some of the most racist people you will ever meet. You have to live with them to understand how they think.
So not just whites are racist, Vic? Hispanics are racist?
No. Mexicans are some of the most racist people. Hey, I can guarantee you that.
Okay, Vic, let me ask you this off the top of my head. What's the opinion of Mexicans towards blacks?
They don't like them either.
What do you mean either?
Because they don't like anybody. They don't like whites. They don't like Mexicans. They don't like nobody.
Who doesn't? Hispanics?
Yeah. See, because remember, Mexicans are mestizos, all right? You have whites that are blue-eyed, tall, and fair-skinned, you know, white-skinned. And then most of your worker class, they're the short, dark-skinned people. So there's that resentment. They resent. It gets real complicated, Coach. But I guarantee you, you go down there and you don't look like them, they're going to resent you. Hmm. Now let me say this. There's people that believe in God, and you know they're absolved of that. They get the ability to look beyond the skin color.
So but Vic, let's think about this. Jamie Walden yesterday told us that when he went to Iran, they identified him as white. Isn't that racist?
Huh? It's obvious.
Remember Eric Catan? Remember that guy, Eric Sparks? He was white, but he wasn't. He was Cuban. He was Cuban, and she screwed up. She's stupid.
Okay, so do you understand where I'm heading today, folks? You understand? I'm trying to alert you because I'm going to tell you something. Sorry. Psalm 2, Jared. I'm sorry. Folks, you've got to get your mind out of politics. Looking at this as political. You got to get your head out of that. Listen, is the Jewish Mossad influencing America? Yes. 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 Okay. Yes, they are. They are. They are. Is the Jewish government, what's that guy's name? Netanyahu. Is he the second coming of Jesus? No.
Demon from the pit of hell.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't. Right? So what are you saying, Coach? Well, I'm saying what Psalm 2 says. And there are people in America, I'm just thinking this probably, who trust Netanyahu more than Trump. Would anybody agree with that?
Yes.
He's from Israel. We trust him, really. Yeah, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do they do that? Because the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying. Let's shrug off the Lord and his all those bands of time. Shrug all that off. Boys and girls, there's your battle. It ain't Republican, Democrat. Come on. There it is. It can't be any more clear. The kings of the earth, who are they? Set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So we have people in America that say that the greatest upset, the political, greatest political upset in world history, almost as bad as Clay and Liston, almost as bad as when Buster Douglas took down Mike Tyson. The greatest upset ever happened, and people will acknowledge, man, that was a miracle. Something happened there that Trump got elected. And then once this miracle happens that Trump gets elected, It's because he's controlled by the Jews. What, we've lost our stinking mind.
Either
the Lord has anointed him or the Lord hasn't anointed him. And as I've said on this show a number of times, he, I believe, was put in there by the Lord, but I don't know yet whether it was good or bad. I don't know whether the Lord put him in for our good or whether he put him in there for our bad, but I know this. He, that man, has given the church an opportunity to arise, and all we can do is throw stones. That's all we can do. Oh, he used to grab pussies. Really? All right. Give me something else. He used to hang out with Roy Cohn. All right. He used to, why? He went to Epstein Island. They grew up together. You mean back when, 30 years ago, when Trump was just trying to make as much money as he can back then, they hung out together? Oh, well. You still hang out with people you used to hang out before you? You still hanging out with those same folks that you did 30 years ago? Do you have some photographs in your life you'd like to see erased? What is wrong with us? Oh Lord, somebody help me.
Dave,
you know that
Dick, let somebody come in, Dick. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, I'm just gonna say sorry, Vic, that I see Trump more as a revealer than a fixer. Now he's throwing some stuff out there to fix but mostly what he's done is expose things.
Yeah.
That's what I see. The pedophile rings, the banking industry, the Federal Reserve, the double face that we see there in Congress all the time. So that's where I see Trump.
Yep. And Chad, I say this, and I mean, I don't know how I make it any more clear. It was Hillary or Trump. We got to pick a side, boys.
Remember, Coach, that when he was at the White House and he had all that clergy there and he was throwing out that little thing about the Johnson Amendment, nobody bid on it.
Nobody bid on it. No, they don't want to.
Exactly. So, you know, the president, he knows the things that he needs to do, and the church, well, we know where the church is at. I don't even have to.
Listen, if Donald Trump was not elected, had not been elected president of the United States, would we know the name Peter Stroke? Comey? We might know Comey, but not like we do now. Would we know the name Lisa Page? Would we know any of these names, these deep state players? Would we even know who they were? So it appears to me that something is being revealed.
Amen.
Being revealed.
Exactly. Well, look at the Shameless list. Stroke is back to work.
Yes, ridiculous.
He's suing.
He's gonna get
his quick and just reward. Don't worry, it's on the way. He is gonna get his.
You're going down a bunny trail.
Coach, remember a couple months ago you did that show and you were talking about Revelation 18, and I totally am full agreement that America's mystery Babylon. And for Trump to be our president right now, if you read the last three verses of Revelation 17, talks about the whole kings, God's going to force those 10 kings of the earth to hate the whore. And I'm telling you, with Trump being in office now, America is the envy of the whole world. And it has to be the envy of the whole world for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. That's what's going on right now. We're seeing it happen right before our very eyes, Coach.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. And if we went to war for the president and went to war for our nation, rather than griping and moaning and watching all these people trying to make all these dark connections, if we walked in faith rather than in fear, then maybe we'd be able to expand the kingdom of God here on earth. That's all I'm saying. And no, I'm not saying Trump is the second coming. I'm not saying that. Pick a horse. You got to pick a horse.
And they ride that.
You can't wallow in the middle. If Trump is the Mossad, we're screwed. See you tomorrow. God bless you.